Well, July is almost here, and that marks a new beginning for one local high school.
You'll no longer be able to call it Oñate High School. Well, you can, but you won't be accurate anymore. It's Oregon Mountain High School. And to go along with the theme of that, a group of art students at the high school, along with some local muralists, created some beautiful art on the back of the building that captures New Mexico's history, its heritage, its landscape, the colors, the flora, the fauna. Mike Cook tells that story, and it's illustrated with some photographs from Elva Oosterreich, including a bright, colorful one on page one.
It looks like you've been getting out and experiencing some life as it comes back to Mesilla.
Yeah, I went to a tequila tasting at La Posta on Monday night, and it was a great event. You know, quite a few people there, food, beverage. But when we left, we were surprised to see a big crowd at Vintage Wines across the street. Live music going on there. And then we went further along the plaza. More people, more laughter, more sounds, more music. And just, I write about it in my column, and it was fun to feel things coming alive again.
Mm. I heard recently that New Mexico ranks high for language services in the justice system, and you have an article this week about changes in the 3rd Judicial District Court.
Right. They're working on their pre-trial services, and they're trying to eliminate some of the bottlenecks and help provide people with better services and cut down on some of these trials that drag on for months.
I think in every community there are cemeteries that go without the proper attention, and there are always people who volunteer to get the job done.
Right, and that's happening over on Espina Street near St. Genevieve's Catholic Church. There's two cemeteries, one St. Joseph's and one across the street, San Jose. And the San Jose is the older one, and it's fallen into disrepair. And there's a group, folks from the Doña Ana County Genealogical Society and some other volunteers to get things shored up. And perhaps most important, mark and map the graves so we know who's where. A lot of the graves are can't even read them anymore.
Mm-hmm. And let's move on now to the arts and entertainment section.
Well, the Rio Grande Theater, kind of the heart of our downtown entertainment scene, is going to come back alive. It's been dark for, you know, all this time. So they've got live theater. The Blank Conversations Theater Company has two different productions in July. They both sound like a lot of fun. And they're bringing back movies. The first one will be Dr. Strangelove on Saturday, July 24th. Josh Greider, most of you have heard of him by now. He's a Las Cruces native who's making a name for himself on the country music scene nationally, and he's going to come back home for a July 2nd concert at Lyle's Farms. And you want to find someplace cool, the Museum of Nature and Science downtown is opening back up.
Cool, so, in more ways than one.
Yeah.
And let's move on to the business section now and the challenges, ongoing challenges, even now that things are reopening in the state fully for the restaurant industry.
Right. One of the things that a lot of us don't know when we're going in and out of the restaurants is what a percentage each restaurant has for its business from catering. For some, it's as much as half their business. And when all the events shut down, all the catering shut down, and they took a big hit. And so Mike Cook talks about three restaurants and how they dealt with that and what they've done to try to cope. And it's starting to come back now, which is good for all of us.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things had to get delayed. And as we move on to the sports section, that was certainly true of all sports,
right.
I think. And wrestling is one of them.
Right. We're normally reporting on wrestling when it's cold outside and you're wearing a coat. Well, they just finished up the state wrestling tournament last couple of weeks up in Albuquerque, and we had several schools and several individuals who did well up there. We talk about that. Las Cruces High School is one that did well, and along the way, Coach Kevin Marks picked up his 500th career victory. And if you're out golfing, and I don't know why you would be in this heat, but our golf doctor, Charlie Blanchard, tells you what you need to do to deal with the sun if you're out on the links. And there's plenty more, as always, in the Las Cruces Bulletin. We hope you guys have a great week. If you don't find us out and about, we're almost everywhere, but you can check us out online, LasCrucesBulletin.com. Thanks.
All right, Richard. Thanks for the preview.
All right.